Service safe.
Which one off?
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mets.
Yes, it's Professor Buzzkill here with a mini myth to help you get through the week. Abner Doubleday didn't invent baseball. That's right, Buzzkillers. Not only did Abner Doubleday not invent baseball, it wasn't even invented in Cooperstown, which is where the Baseball Hall of Fame is now. Now, put away your hankies, Buzzkillers. America will survive this revelation. According to the legend that we all know, a young man named Abner Doubleday invented baseball in Cooperstown, New York, in the summer of 1839. The problem is, Doubleday was still a cadet at West Point in 1839, and he never made any reference to baseball or having invented baseball in any of his voluminous correspondence that survived. He had lived in Cooperstown as a young man, but he went on to West Point and then on to a prominent career as an Army general in the Civil War. He's a very important man. But for the Army, not for baseball. In 1905, however, baseball's National League established a commission to determine the origins of the game, right? Based on one letter from one man, a mining engineer named Abner Graves, who claimed to have seen Doubleday invent the game in Cooperstown in 1839, the commission concluded that he was the inventor. Now, they hurriedly wrote their report based on this single memory from more than 60 years before, and the legend started. And since it had the official stamp of the National League on it, the report was very rarely questioned. In truth, as with almost all sports, baseball wasn't invented. It evolved over a long time from other games such as rounders and cricket. But it turns out there was a kind of inventor of modern baseball. At least he was a codifier. His name was Alexander Cartwright, and in 1845, he formed the New York Knickerbocker Baseball Club with a bunch of his friends. Cartwright was a bank clerk and a volunteer firefighter, and his major contributions were that he designed the diamond-shaped infield, specified its dimensions, established foul lines, created the three strikes in your out rule, and many other standard rules. He also banned the common method of tagging runners by hitting them with thrown balls. Cartwright's rules and designs made the game faster and more exciting than the old game, which was called town ball. Baseball soon became known as the lightning game, especially when compared to cricket, the other most popular game in New York at the time. By these standards, by Professor Buzzkill's standards, by your standards, we should revere Cartwright, not Doubleday, as the inventor of baseball, and the Hall of Fame should be in Manhattan, not in Cooperstown. Oh, well, Buzzkillers, Cooperstown's a lovely place to go in the summer, and it's especially a nice place to go when they have the annual induction of new members into the Hall of Fame. So, a little mythology, it's okay sometimes. Play ball, Buzzkillers. See you next time.